nightly meetings, and you have, you said you want to talk about this one?
Yeah.
And you have 8 minutes, and I'm timing you.
Okay, so, so every night at camp, we have a nightly meeting. It starts at 10:35 sharp. If you're late, we still start, because like I said yesterday, the respect to the people that are already there, want to go to bed, we're all really tired. What we always do now, the first thing is everyone stands up in a circle and we share one word of the day. It might be like excited, and then you attach the word good, neutral or bad to it, and we write it all up onto a whiteboard, and then everyone shares their word. If you are late but we're still standing, you can say your word and jump in, but if you're late and you're not, and we're already sitting down, then you just join into the meeting and sit down and we don't hear it, because it's become quite a big point of concern that people are getting more and more delayed. Yes, kids might need you in their hut for some whatever reason, but if you do feel like you want to share something that's happened in the day, we can always circle back to it at the end, and that's fine if you are late, and go from there. So then we go through the words, and then I ask maybe like three people if you'd like to give us two or three short sentences about what gave rise to that word for that day, and then if we need to debrief about it, there's a very quick debrief cycle around it that we can do, or if you want to share something really positive as well, then we do that. But we use it as a point of something that you could be struggling with, that other people might be struggling with, and as a way of learning and working through that and how other people might respond to whatever the situation might be. Yeah, does that make sense to you guys? Cool. So then we talk about, like, we have an agenda that Eric and I will write up on a whiteboard every day, during the day, so you'll be quite aware of what we're going to be talking about. And if you want to add something to the agenda or feel like there's something you want to bring up at the meeting, come and let me or Eric know and we'll talk about it. We may or may not put it up on the agenda, or we may talk about it with you separately or whatever the case is. Most of the time we do put it up. And yeah, so we go through what happened that day. We go through what's going to happen the next day and any like awards that might be coming up that we need to vote for, things we need to consider, any strikes that have happened. Help me out. What else do we talk about?
Conrad will normally brief.
Yeah, Conrad will come down, not every day anymore, he comes home maybe every couple of days. Any changes to the schedule that might have happened. There's a lot of things that happen at camp that like form a bigger picture that you guys don't see. There's a lot of wheels in the cog that happen at camp that like I'm like basically in control of, like the driver of. And things might happen, you may not know the reason behind it, but it happens for a reason. Everything I do at camp, there is a reason for it. I may not be clear, but if you want to know the reason or a bit like anxious about something or a change or whatever, come and ask me. I'm happy to share with you guys the reason. I just don't have the time to say, guys, we're doing this because of this, this, and this. But if you want to know the reason, come and ask me. It's not a problem. So, yeah. So, for example, sometimes we might change the start time of Lepoleke to like 8 or 8:30 because there might be a massive incident with a big group of boys, which has happened before. So we've had to delay the start of an activity and just take that as what it is, take it at face value if things change, especially if it's over the radio or whatever, and then at the nightly meeting I'll explain what happened if it's warranted. We usually have snacks at the nightly meeting, so we assign two leaders, usually who are on a B group hut, to prepare snacks for the nightly meeting, and there's a budget and that's a cost to us individually. You don't have to participate in the snacks.
I think we decided to snack.
Probably at the last meeting. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
I'll see how we go.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, so usually the B group leaders have put their kids to bed by like 10, so you've got like, you know, half an hour to do what you want, chill, whatever, get to the meeting. For the A group leaders, you have your kids lights out at 10:30, and you have to wake the leaders up by 10:35 to start. Alcohol, you can have a quiet drink at the meeting, obviously like one or two, but just don't go crazy after the meeting. I don't care what you do as long as you are within legal limits of alcohol. Again, not many people drink anyway at camp, but if you do, that's okay.
When you say legal limits?
Like for driving.
For driving.
Yeah. And we explained yesterday you cannot leave the leader's hut unless you're going to bed if you're drinking. Am I forgetting anything, anyone?
Yeah. Clean up after yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've been through offline.
Yeah, so clean up after yourselves.
I've got something to say offline.
Oh, okay.
Clean up after yourselves. Don't expect other people to clean up your mess. Be respectful after the meetings. People might want to stay around and talk, or they go to bed. That's totally fine. We try and keep the meetings as short as possible. Keep in mind, the more that we chat about things and the more that there's little side conversations, that makes the meeting longer. So I try and make, well, Eric and I will try and make them as quick as possible, but you guys contribute to the length of the meeting as well in various ways.
I think just on cleaning up as well, if during the meeting, even if you're, say, taking stuff out of a box in the leaders' meeting, like writing something with pen or cutting something with scissors, take them back when you finish by cutting, because often we'd have problems where we couldn't find one pair of the seven pairs of scissors that we owned, or stuff that was like needed to be ready for the next day. The sports leaders were looking for the set of balls, and someone's been like just playing with them up during the leaders' meeting, bouncing or something, and they're like, where is this ball? I need for this activity the next morning. Just make sure you're mindful of everything in the leaders' hut is often has a place, and they just go everywhere. So yeah, it's never going to be perfect, but try to keep it kind of where it was.
And just being really respectful of each other, not talking over the top of each other, keeping the leaders' hut nice and tidy. I know it's hard to do. People come in, they do something, and they leave because they get called away or whatever. Just trying to remember to come back, like, and do that. Eric and I will probably spend a lot of our time in the leaders' hut, so we'll try and keep it tidy. But if you are, like Andrew said, taking things out, just put them back if you can. Usually all the stationary stuff is in the leaders' hut, and then we have all the Gazidur stuff at Gazidur. So just for reference of where you're trying to find things. Yeah, I think that's probably mostly nightly meeting stuff.
And night patrols.
Oh yeah, so that's a good point. The adults have a night patrol roster where they walk around the kids' huts, just checking that they're all asleep. And they'll pop in after they've done a round, or if there's a problem, they'll say, you know, this hut's, you know, still awake, they're on their phones, or this hut's talking, or this hut's got a person that's crying, or whatever. And then usually the hut leader will go and try and sort them out. So you may miss out on some stuff in the meeting, but like if there's anything vital, we can always talk about it after.
Did we agree that they can open the door, but they're not to go in?
I've got to talk to Night Patrol about that. Yeah. So with Night Patrol, like, they are not allowed to go into the huts. We had an incident last year where some adults were being very rude to kids. And so, like, if that does happen, if your kids are telling you that, if there's inappropriate stuff, come and talk to Eric and I straight away so we can deal with it quickly. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else needed. Yeah. Any questions?
Trying to think. That's pretty much.
I only had 8 minutes. I had to think about it.
Smashed it.
Any questions about the meeting?
Got 48 seconds.
Thank you.